from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. Unfortunately, coming out of the weekend, talking about some injuries that the Falcons sustained in the preseason game. Helms being one of them. Here he is talking about potentially replacing him.
You know our guys upstairs better than anybody. These guys are continuously just pounding and grinding on the roster. Kyle Smith, Ryan Pace, and Terry, they do a nice job of that and continue to improve. So I definitely could see some things happening over the next couple of weeks and how we go about our business. But I'm excited with all the opportunities and things that they always bring
up. Who's Terry Pace? Is that the...
I think he's the guy from Chicago.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You know what? I saw, and I promise you, Andy, I saw Terry a couple times yesterday. He was on the phone. Like, he was literally like, you know the room where we're at and when you go out? Like, I turned to the left. He was right there, you know, where the steps are, where they usually have the golf carts that don't take us back to our cars.
Yeah.
I was like, what up, T?
We got you. Call the guy.
Yeah, I said, what up?
You call Jarvis. He'll take you.
Yeah, I said, what up, T? What up, babe? I was like, he on the phone with somebody. You know what I mean? But, yeah, he's making calls. He's trying to get some people in here to replace the guys that were injured and more likely maybe a more known player. Obviously, you got to figure out the money aspect of it. So maybe are you talking to your current players' agents, like, hey, we got this situation. We want to do this, this, and this. And you go from there.
Yeah, because Justin Simmons has been in Flower Branch yesterday and today meeting with the team. He's a safety, formerly of the Broncos, really talented player. That, to me, is really interesting when I read about it yesterday, because why – obviously, the Helms injury is important depth-wise, but from everything we understood, Richie Grant was the starter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So.
Is he?
Simmons, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you're bringing Simmons. He's
like,
not.
You're not bringing Simmons in to be the third safety.
No, you're not. No, you're not. So, no. Simmons replacing Helms, it's not replacing Helms. Simmons would be replacing Grant. And then Grant would be replacing Helms.
Yes.
But that'd be wild that you wouldn't have done that. Had Helms not gotten hurt, you weren't going to do that?
I don't know. Was Helms in this competition?
I don't know.
Doesn't that
seem weird, though?
It does.
Because that's not a replacement for him. That's a different starter who's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. And so, you're making a situation where you. You can go, or a lot of teams like that three safety package now. Is that in the cards? There's so many different things when you look at how personnel groupings and defenses are.
But I hadn't thought about that.
I always view it from, and this is just me, and not saying they can't play together. They've always been, to me, from playing tight end and going against guys like those are the same kind of safety.
Right.
They're middle of the field.
If you had three.
Yeah,
the
middle of the field ball hawking safety.
Yeah.
That's what I've. Things are different out there. They're a different game and all those different things. But Jesse said it yesterday. It's only you can't really coach cover three differently than in different systems. You can call it something different, but it's still cover three. And so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. But apparently he's up there meeting with the team again today. Like you said, if they were to make it happen, they'd probably have to move some money around. Some other interesting names potentially available. I guess one isn't, but Hassan Reddick requested a trade after he hasn't gotten a new contract with the Jets. And the Jets traded for him this offseason already from the Eagles, but they said that they're not going to do that.
No.
And that he needs to come in.
Get your ass in here.
He needs to come on into work,
buddy. He lost over $1 million. The thing with it is the Jets, how do you not have the parameters of a contract? And I'm saying they probably, I don't know what that conversation was like when he was being traded.
All I know is it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, they blew it.
Yeah, and then I'm not trading for you.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Exactly.
You lost your best pass rush from last year to the Eagles and Huff. So you bring in Hassan Reddick. Okay, you got to have a contract ready for him.
You have to.
You have to have
you
a contract
cannot
for him.
Make this trade.
Yes. Because you know he wants one.
Yeah, without a plan before the season.
Because think about it, what makes you think he's going to come to your team and play for that money for that team, for the Jets?
What makes you special?
What makes you so special?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
There is nothing.
Nothing.
So again, the Jets have, once again, for the millionth time in a row, painted themselves into a corner for no reason. And then Matthew Judon is interesting as well.
I've been talking about him all year.
Yeah.
I've been talking, like,
Patriots edge
we saw the
Matthew
clip
Judon.
Last week when he got it. It looked like he was very agitated and upset with them, you know, as far as the front office and everything like that, walked off the field and everything. I mean, he's making $6.5 million. This dude's one of the best pass rushers in ball, and everybody wants their money. And so, you know, we talked about New England early in this offseason. They were giving out cash. They were giving out cash to players. Yeah. That wasn't the money that he wanted.
They had to. They didn't have any guys.
Yeah, but they were. I'm talking about they re-signed their own guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's like, okay, all right, what about me? Because Matthew Judon is the Patriots' best player.
Yes.
Yes, best player regardless. But he's their number. He's their best football player. You might want to pay him.
Or trade him.
Or trade him.
To a team that desperately needs
pass
rushers.
But then there's the thing again. What does he want? Because we can talk about it all day yesterday. Well, why don't the Falcons go get Hassan Reddick? That sounds really good. But you're going to have to give him a new contract with that.
Right. The reason he doesn't want to be where he is now, and the reason he got traded from the place he was before, is because he wanted to
New Falcons,
contract.
I mean, what you think? You think Matthew Judon going to want to come to the Falcons and make the same amount of money he's making in New England?
Maybe we're special.
No. No.
Maybe we're special.
No. You got to cash me out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cash me out.
I would love it if they did, though.
Hell yeah.
And again, that shouldn't be a reaction to the Breland Trice injury. You needed more pass rush help anyway.
Yeah.
But if this is what gets you there, at least maybe that's a silver lining.
I know we're talking. DB said it yesterday. We was talking. I don't know if we said earlier. Justin Houston. I mean, he's a hometown kid. He's from Georgia, Statesboro. All
still available.
Things. Still available. And this is right around the time the guys of his elk who don't want to go through training camp usually come.
I love that so much.
Like, all right, man.
I'd like to sign after training camp.
Yeah, yeah.
How come? I don't want to do training camp.
Yeah, because he's not going to play like he used to play.
Training camp sucks.
Yeah, he's not going to play like he's going to get you 8 to 9 rushes a game, and hopefully he wins 3 or 4 of them.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a rate.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying sack. I'm just saying win.
Yeah, win. Yeah. Get to the quarterback.
You know,
maybe.
What was our favorite stat?
What is it?
Win rate.
Win rate, yeah.
Sack.
That'd be like the highest win rate in football.
Sack win
rate. If he was 4 for 8, that'd be really good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.